The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to a radio program on the Northern Plains. The draft day Carson Wentz circus continues. It's a good circus. I like this kind of circus. Is it one, he goes to L.A., or is it two, he goes to Philly? Text your answer and win some Cloverdale bacon today on What's On Your Mind. Can you imagine what it feels like to have coached Carson Wentz and now be here on this day? We're going to ask that question of one of his coaches in a moment. We're also going to do North Dakota Safety Talk and get serious about distracted driving on the program today on What's On Your Mind. We'll also finish that conversation with Tim from Bismarck before the end of the hour. Stay tuned on What's On Your Mind. Right now, welcome to the program, the quarterback coach for the NDSU Bison, Randy Hedberg. Randy, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
It is good to catch up with you again. I always say you're my favorite Bison coach. You know why?
Why is that?
You coached at UND, too.
Well, I'm probably the only one in coaching history that's coached football both at UND and NDSU. I'm not certain there's another one out there. But, yeah, I've enjoyed both years, and I've enjoyed being a native North Dakotan. That's been great, and coaching at both schools has been outstanding for me.
So how does this day feel for you?
Well, it's a proud moment, no question about it. It's been a long time coming, you know, for a guy like Carson. You know, he's worked hard to get to this position. And the last 2 years, having coached Carson, it's been a joy. I mean, he's a young man that, I've had a lot of interviews with different people. A lot of people have asked me questions about give me some dirt on Carson Wentz. And I really can't find any. There's nothing I know of, and there's no holes in Carson Wentz. And I'm just extremely proud of the opportunity he's going to be given here tonight, and also for the state of North Dakota and North Dakota State University in Bison football.
You know, I think we maybe discount what happened at the end of the year. You forget because it's been such a ride, and obviously you guys have been on this roller coaster. But when you think about the march to the national championship game, and where he got hurt, and the fact that he hadn't played all those games, and then the decision literally the day before the big game. Carson Wentz is going to be back in at quarterback, and then the win, and all of the dramatics of that. I'm curious if you think if he hadn't played in that final game, if he'd still be where he is today, either a first or second draft pick in the first round of the NFL.
That's a great question, Scott. The thing that I see, I think it really helped his stock when he came in and played in the championship game. I know it did. In a lot of NFL personnel's eyes, people's eyes, they saw him come in and play. And really, Scott, he didn't have to play that game. I mean, he could have easily said, I'm going to go to the NFL, play in the Senior Bowl, go to the Combine, and see where I fall in the NFL draft. But he came back to play in the championship game for his teammates. And I think that's a huge credit to Carson Wentz. It was a decision that was going to be made based on him being able to play. And then I think once he the thing that happened, and a lot of people have asked me, why do you think he's risen so fast, in the NFL personnel's eyes? And here's what I think happened, Scott. I think he got to the Senior Bowl in late January, and he figured out very quickly that he was the best quarterback at the Senior Bowl. And he said to himself, hey, now I'm in a competition to be the best quarterback in the draft. And I think his competitive fire just came out in him because he is highly competitive and he wants to win. And he's not a guy that sits still very often. He wants to be active, and that's the way he is. And I really believe that, since that Senior Bowl, he's risen quite highly with the NFL people. And I think a lot of it's because of his competitive fire.
So what you've described there is a coaching dream, right? I mean, you've got a kid that's you don't have to light a fire under him, right? So what was your strategy? How did you coach Carson Wentz when he already had the tools you've described there?
Well, I think the one thing we did is we gave him a few more keys to the offense as we progressed through this past season. As a junior in 2014, he was still learning to play, and there were some technical things we worked with, you know, as far as his foot movement and his movement in the pocket and his deep ball throws we worked on. And then once he finds a weakness, or once he thinks he has a weakness in a certain area, he's going to work hard to correct that. And that's one thing he did in the summer, before his senior year. And I think that's the thing we did at that point. Then as the senior year came around in this past year, we gave him a little bit more freedom in our offense, in that we wanted him to take our offense to another level, gave him opportunities at the line of scrimmage to change the plays. And he did a great job with that. In the first six games that he played before his injury, he was able to do that on a pretty consistent basis. I know against you and I, in our first game against you and I, when he was able to play in that game, I mean, he did a lot of checks at the line of scrimmage, especially in the 2 minute drill that won the game for us. But he did that throughout those first parts of the season that he played. And then the championship game, he did a lot more of that also against Jacksonville State.
So he could call you today and probably compare notes on what it feels like to be drafted, right? Because you were an NFL draft pick. You had a cup of coffee in the NFL, but you went through the butterflies of a draft day. What's he thinking today, knowing what you know about Carson Wentz and having gone through this before yourself as a former NFLer? What's today like?
Well, I think Carson's very poised, young man. He really handles it in stride. He's had a lot of media. Far more media than I had back when I was coming into the draft, Scott, especially on the national level. And so he's been in front of the cameras, and I think he's done a nice job with that. He's surrounded by family in Chicago today, so I think they're going to be able to bring him back to life here once in a while. But he's a very grounded young man, and I think very mature for his age and all, and I think he'll handle this day very well.
Talk about his character a little bit. I heard a story where you did something very kind that nobody knows about for Scotty Miller, the voice of the NDSU Bison, a friend of mine and a friend of Bison fans everywhere. And obviously he went through a battle of cancer of all battles, and I needed some help. And you got a few of the guys over to the house and, doing some lawn work. And one story I heard had Carson, like, climbing trees and cutting shrubs and branches and everything else. But, when you went to a guy like Carson and said, hey, look, we're going to go do this, quick answer. I mean, tell me about bring me inside the character of Carson Wentz.
Well, a couple stories. That's a true story. I gathered the quarterbacks this past summer, Carson, Easton Stick, and Cole Davis. And we, and my wife and I, and we ventured over to Scotty's house, and we did a lot of lawn work around his house, cut a lot of trees down and some shrubs and cut the grass back a little bit around his house. At the end of the day, it was like 9 o'clock at night now, and it was getting a little dark, and Carson was up in a tree cutting branches down, and Scotty and Jeannie, both didn't want him up there, but he went up there and was in the tree, cutting tree branches down for Scott. And that was really neat, and Scott appreciated it, but he was extremely worried about Carson falling out of that ladder. And another story that happened, this happened as a junior in his junior year. A person that I know in Fargo had called me and said that there's a young man that was in the hospital, in Fargo in the ICU unit, due to an accident that occurred out in Bismarck. And he went to Century High School, where Carson went to school out in Bismarck. And, I had the name, and I said, Carson, you know this person? He said, no, he's younger than I, and probably I was out of high school by the time he came in. And that was the end of the story. Well, Carson, unbeknownst to anybody else, he went to the hospital and saw that young man and never came back to me and said, well, I went up and saw so-and-so. I didn't make a story about it, but I found out from the person that initially called me that he went up there and saw that young man. So, you know, that's how character is determined, you know, and what you do when nobody's looking, and I think that's, or thinking about you, and I think that's what Carson is all about. He's high character. There's no question about it. And a team that gets him is going to be extremely fortunate to have him in their franchise.
So there's the big question. Which team gets him tonight?
Well, it looks like it's Philadelphia. I think he's the best quarterback in the draft. I don't think there's any question in a lot of people's minds. You know, the biggest thing right now, And I think he's the number one guy. I'd like to see him go to L.A., but, you know, one or two, it's still quite a story from the state of North Dakota and from Bismarck. It's just a great story for a great young man.
Thanks, Randy. Really appreciate the time. I know you're on the road recruiting with all the coaches, and wish you all the best. And congratulations on a big day for all of your good work getting this young man to where he is today, too.
Well, thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Have a good morning.
Take care. Good to talk to you. Randy Hedberg, quarterback coach for the NDSU Bison on a big day. Big day is an understatement, isn't it? Isn't it just amazing? Really cool. Really, really cool. We're getting a lot of great texts. Here's one from a listener. We, by the way, are taking your text. One or two is the answer. I'll give you the number in a minute. Does he go to L.A., number one, or does he go to Philly, number two? Text, number two, but my whole family cares. So put in for a one, younger brother, NDSU grad. Put in a two for oldest son, played high school football with Carson and currently at NDSU. And a two, one more century grad. Plus two kids currently at CHS. How about that? That's pretty darn cool. We'll get the whole family in. You can do multiple entries on one text, I think. I don't know. I love the passion. I love you trying. 701-367-2054. More of What's on Your Mind. By the way, it's snowing in Florence, South Dakota, according to a listener. Wow. After this.
Keep it. You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soybean basis in North Dakota has seasonal patterns that producers need to be aware of when marketing soybeans. The majority of soybeans produced in North Dakota are exported into Southeast Asia. This export program runs strong from October through about April. By the time we move into May, the South American crop is being aggressively exported. This competition causes a drop in exports from the Pacific Northwest, causing basis problems in North Dakota. The basis pattern in North Dakota is as follows. Weak at harvest, then strengthening into February, March, and weakens by May. Understanding the seasonality and basis levels for North Dakota soybeans is important to market them successfully. South America has a large crop again this year, and this will likely put downward pressure on basis by May. Be aware of this if you are storing North Dakota soybeans.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Take spring up a notch at the Max Hardware Spring Sale. Our heavy-duty wide-span shelving is 20% off. Clean up with a Karcher pressure washer, $119.99. Find a full line of lawn and garden, including a commercial-grade 50-foot hose for only $15.99. Upholstery foam is 35% off. That's our lowest price ever. See our entire sale ad at maxhardware.com. And remember to register for text and email alerts. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What does this mean for the North Dakota Department of Health, Todd? We have a little bit of breaking news out of the North Dakota Department of Health here. What are they telling us?
Woman recently traveled to Puerto Rico, first North Dakota resident to test positive for the Zika virus. Traveled to Puerto Rico while pregnant.
All right. So
CDC
that means,
confirming.
Right. So you'll be hearing more of that in the coming days, obviously. So we'll dig into that. Appreciate it. As I mentioned before the break, got an email from a listener in Florence, South Dakota, that's snowing there. Whether or not you can believe that. Unbelievable. Portions of What's on Your Mind brought to you by our friends at Pfeiffer. He's one of the top five land auction companies in America. And they have been a busy bunch lately. A lot of auctions going on. Here's what I'd really encourage you to do. Call and get the catalog so you're always up on what's happening. A whole new round of land auctions coming in May. McLean, Mercer, Wells, Sheridan County, spectacular Montana ranch home on 40 acres as well. They got a household estate auction in Dickinson, Atwater, Minnesota, big elevator, just to, you know, farm machinery auctions, one over in Eula, Minnesota. They got a busy summer planned here in spring and summer. Give them a call, 877-700-4099, 877-700-4099, or online at Pfeiffer's.com, and check out the auctions, the real estate, land management, they do it all. We have a great monthly session with our friends from the North Dakota Safety Council that we call Safety Talk. And what we do there is set aside the headlines, and today we've talked a lot about a big day for Carson Wentz. We talked about the presidential race, the governor's race, but you sort of just say, okay, let's go to day-to-day stuff that concerns us and deal with that. And I really enjoyed doing it, and I especially enjoy today's topic, which is distracted driving. Don Mosman is the training director for the North Dakota Safety Council with us on Safety Talk today. Don, glad you're here. Thanks for joining us. Can you start with defining distracted driving? I think a lot of people instantly think phone, but it's broader than that, I know. What is distracted driving?
Well, distracted driving is when you do or participate in any activity that takes your eyes, your hands, your mind off of the task of driving. And, of course, the number one instrument used in today's world to do that is a smartphone.
So that's probably the number one culprit of distracted driving, right?
Yes, yeah, but, you know, there's a lot of other things that statistically cause crashes that people are involved with. Believe it or not, at the top of the list under cell phones is eating. You know, trying to eat a 7-course meal while you're doing 75 miles an hour down the highway doesn't always work out very well.
Yeah, and, you know, all of us have done it. Probably, you know, you're just, why not take 10 minutes and don't leave the restaurant parking lot and finish your food and organize your thoughts and get on your way. We're just sort of wired. I mean, I would have to think on all of these things, it's just got to be almost human nature. What I'd love today, after we're done with a couple of segments talking about this, is for people to have some real takeaways on, I'm going to do this. I'm going to try it. You know, I'm going to break the habit. Do you have any, look, I get distracted driving's wrong, but I do it all the time. You know, it's my personality anyway, right? I'm always got my mind's going. I'm thinking, where's that in the back seat? Or, you know, trying to figure out how I move it from, you know, 550 to Fox News for a second, Todd, sorry. Or, you know, whatever. But, I mean,
have Fox News on 550, why would you be leaving?
No reason to leave, yeah. I have satellite radio so I can listen to O'Reilly who blow V8, but, yeah. Anyway, the point being, human nature is what it is. So how do you break that?
Well, you have to understand the scope of the problem, really. I mean, you know, I was a state police officer for 20 years in another state and had the unfortunate circumstance of investigating many, many crashes involving different forms of distracted driving. And sometimes I wish I could, you know, take my or other former law enforcement collective experiences and bottle them up so that we can share them with people so that they understand exactly what's at stake when you choose to take your mind off your driving. I remember, you know, the worst crash that I ever investigated in my career involved a 15-passenger van full of firefighters that were on their way to the largest forest fire in state history. And they stopped at a convenience store, got some snacks, hit back on the road. They were doing 75, which was the speed limit there, and the driver reached down for a bottle of water that was in a container right between the captain's chairs. In the 15-passenger van, some of them had those floor-mounted cup holders. And when he reached down, his wheel, you know, his left hand took the wheel to the right a little bit, and he came up after about 2 seconds. And when he came up, he was over on the shoulder. He panicked, overcorrected, and next thing you know, that van does 7 rolls down the center of the interstate and kills 7 firefighters because a gentleman was reaching for a bottle of water. And sometimes the simplest task that that we do in our vehicles instantly can turn into a tragedy.
Now, what I want every listener out there to do, and I pledge to do the same, is the next time I reach for a bottle of water in the backseat, to think of the story Don just told us. That will change human nature. I guess we just have to visualize the consequences of how stupid am I. Pull off at the next exit, whatever, the water can wait, whatever, more rational a decision to be. But we probably need that, right? I mean, I posted a Facebook picture the other day of a mangled car that had come from a distracted driving accident. And I put on there, makes you think. I guess that's
absolutely
what we need, maybe, right?
Yeah, and really a rule of thumb is, if I can reach for something and I don't have to take my eyes off the road to do it, if it's, reaching for something simple and it's in a cup holder that's up and I don't have to actually bend over to reach it and I don't have to impact that visibility and that focus on the road, I think for the most part, drivers are safe when they do that. It's when we reach for something that we dropped on the floor, reach for something on the floor, reach for something that is behind the seat, or obviously look completely down and read something or do an activity where we aren't paying any attention to what's going on in front of us is where we go into a dangerous situation where there may be no recovery time.
If you have a question or comment, by the way, about this or tips that have worked for you, any questions for Don, he's an expert. I mean, he's the training director for the North Dakota Safety Council. He also is obviously someone that has a background in law enforcement as a former highway patrolman. 800-228-0550 is our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline today on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550. I mean, it doesn't seem realistic to say I can never take my eyes off the road, but I guess it could be realistic to say that's my goal and I only do it if it's, for a split second, right? But, I mean, that's a distraction, taking my eye off the road, right?
Correct. And basically, the less you can, or the more you can program yourself to do that less, that you will lower your risk of being involved in a crash. And one of the big things that people need to also remember is I typically... I ran into a lot in my career where people would argue with me that, when they were getting a citation about one thing or another, that, I'm a really good driver and I really don't normally do this. And
When we come back, I want you to talk a little bit about the research because we all think we're good at stuff, but you have research that says, wait a minute, be careful here. So we'll do that when we come back. Hang tight,
Don. Sounds good.
Don Mosman, training director for the North Dakota Safety Council, talking distracted driving today. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments on it on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, too. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
The customers at Plains Apache, abundantly clear, they work hard for their money. I mean hard. And when they spend a dollar, they expect to get the most for their time and energy. That's why High Plains Apache builds their whole business around that request from their customers. They respect that. And High Plains Apache works very hard to earn your business. They work hard for you. And that's why when you get right down to it, the folks at Apache, High Plains Apache and the Apache sprayer itself, it's the businessman sprayer. The best return on investment, the best resale value, the less downtime, is proven to work as hard as you do with a support team that backs it up. Stop and see the good folks at High Plains Apache on East Side Court across from Bonanza in Mandan or south of Fargo, exit 60. Off I-29 in Frontier, North Dakota. More of the North Dakota Safety Council's Safety Talk edition on the program today. Calls, questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Still taking texts on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline contest today. Will Carson Wentz go first or second? Interesting answer from this listener who's picking a rock west of Lorain, North Dakota. Everybody knows Lorain, right? Population 9, I kid you not. Population 9, yes, just west of the Lorain. It's a suburb of Mohall. Anyway, they're listening to the show, appreciate that. They're hoping for one, betting on two. So I guess we'll put them in on two, since they're doing the betting on that, hoping for the Cloverdale Big Flavor Bacon. Get your answer in. Text your answer. Will it be one, L.A., or will it be two, Philadelphia, for Carson Wentz at 701-367-2054. That's where you text your answer to, okay? Back with Don Mosman, North Dakota Safety Council Training Director. We're talking distracted driving. Mike has a question. Before we get to Mike on the lines here, next up, I want to talk about what we were touching on before the break. Okay, people say to you, I'm a good driver. I can handle this, right? I can multitask. And let me admit something I never should admit to you, Don. I have driven my vehicle with my knees while texting. Okay, and Dale Wetzel and Gary Emineth were in the car with me. And they looked over at one point and said, what are you doing? I said, I've been doing that for the last half hour. We were driving Bismarck to Jamestown, and like, you are out of your mind, you know. So I'm telling you, I'm not proud of it. I'm just being a little confessional moment here. I've done it. So, and you know, I got there, right? But next time I might not. I get that, and I don't do it. It's a dumb thing, but I've done it. And so people say, I'm good at it. What do you tell people to say, hey, I can do this, trust me?
Well, the unknown is everybody else. I mean, even if you are the world's greatest driver, and you do everything correctly, or at least you think you do, you can't control what the other, you know, several hundred thousand people in the state that have a driver's license do and the ones that are passing through. You can't control when you might be passing by, you know, a drunk driver in the opposite lane. You can't control when somebody else is distracted driving and they decide to sideswipe you. Or the car in front of you slams on their brakes because a rabbit just ran out in front of them. And now you're looking down at your phone or grabbing something. And so you don't see the brake lights come on. Next thing you know, you have your car is crunching the back of theirs. And there's somebody that's, hurt as a result. So that's the point that I want everybody to remember is that, you know, not driving distracted protects us from the unknown. It protects us from all of those unexpected things that happen every day that people don't plan for.
Good point. I also, what is the research on the brain remaining distracted for how long after you actually dial? So the other thing is that the research there is a little scary, too, because the distraction isn't just me looking at the phone, right? It lasts longer than that.
Yeah, 27 seconds. And when you think about 27 seconds and converting that into feet per second, for example, at 75 miles an hour, where you're traveling nearly the length of a football field every second, you're going to travel 27 football fields before you get your focus back.
That's I'm not in the game. If I'm driving, I set the phone down. Hey, the road's getting bad. Oh, you know, it's getting a slick or whatever. I set it down. I still am not in the game for another 30 seconds. It's alarming statistics for sure. Mike's next. Then Jerry, Mike and Perm on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You're on Safety Talk with Don Mosman. Go ahead.
Hello, Don. Well, I was a city bus driver for the city of St. Cloud for 20 years. And I got to tell you, I had a guy once that actually, I stopped at a railroad crossing with my four-way flashers on, the bar was down, train was going by, guy came up and rammed me in the rear end, and then he tried to say he didn't see me. And it turns out that the police sweated him for a little bit. Turns out he was on his cell phone. And when he realized how close he was to me, he hit his brakes, and there was no time for him to stop. And, Don, I've seen a guy with his elbows on the steering wheel, eating a Big Mac and talking into his cell phone, going 40 miles an hour, which
was
is 40
gone
on division.
Hey.
And there
I don't feel as bad now. I don't feel as bad now. I like my story. He's a story topper. Yeah.
Yeah, so, and this guy actually was in a company truck, and on the back it had a 1-800 number. How's my driving? I don't think he wants to know the answer to that one.
Oh, my Lord.
I see that some stuff like out there, Don, you flat wouldn't believe.
No, I hear you. I mean, we used to use unmarked cars to try to get people doing distracted driving things, and so we would drive, normal vehicles that had hidden lighting, and the thing we would see what everybody else sees when we use those cars. Those vehicles are for that purpose. And just when you think you've seen everything, you turn around and somebody does something else.
I
hear you.
The North Dakota Safety Council has members, obviously, that use the North Dakota Safety Council to bring a culture of safety to their business. And this is an area where, in all seriousness, to Mike's story about somebody driving a company vehicle acting in that fashion, humongous liability to that company. And I'm sure, Don, you're that's a big part of what you guys are, why it's so important. You are not allowed to even talk on the phone, right, while you're driving at the Safety Council. I mean, there's other businesses that are doing the same. Talk a little bit about the business liability and also the business, I guess, how serious businesses are taking this.
Well, WSI, Workforce Safety Insurance, Workman's Comp in North Dakota, has a safe driver program that a lot of companies participate in. And one of the things they ask companies to do is to have a cell phone policy to regulate the use of cell phones while driving for all company employees. And at the Safety Council, we've had that in place for many, many years. And there is been over 30 studies done that shows that, for example, hands-free devices are no safer than handheld. It's the conversation. It's not the phone that's the problem. And so we obviously recommend all of our customers that we do business with to consider having a cell phone policy for all of your workers where they don't text, they don't email, they don't not on social media, which, by the way, is a growing trend, according to AT&T. Something like 30% of all drivers under the age of 30 in the U.S. now actively tweet Instagram and on Facebook while they drive.
Oh, my gosh. Like, that can't wait. But it's real. And, again, if you're an employer, these are your employees that Don's talking about.
And, yeah, absolutely. And you're right on the liability. I mean, there's incident after incident. I mean, up to $25 million, you know, for one incident, for, you know, paying fees and lawsuits and everything else as a result of a company driver being distracted and killing somebody. And so there's a tremendous amount of liability involved.
All right. Mike, appreciate the call. Let's go next to Dave and Beulah. You're on What's on Your Mind for our guest, Don Mosman, safety training director, rather, the North Dakota Safety Council. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, with these vehicles now that have these, you know, as big as, what, 7-inch touchscreens on the dash and all this stuff and all the features that you can do with them things, do you find that there's many accidents caused because of them things?
Well, there are no studies that have been specifically done on touchscreen technology in vehicles yet. I would expect that the National Safety Council, maybe the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and some other advocacy groups will probably be doing some research on that soon. But, you know, those touchscreens, along with the hands-free technology that for cell phones that a lot of vehicles have built in or have available for customers these days, is not about safety. It's about money. You know, they're going to put in things that people like. They're going to put in things that people want to use, even though they know that statistically it may not be safe for that person to use it. It's about selling more vehicles.
Yeah, I mean, you take a radio or anything like that, you turn the knob, it's much more not as distractive as what it is to sit there.
You're right. So, you're right. I don't lie. I'm with you, Dave. I don't care for the touchscreens because it's like, you know, 20 things to push and you're having to look what's this corner, that corner, and I mean, to your point earlier, Don, all of that's distracted driving, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and so what I don't get is here's the company's putting billions of dollars into new technology to be. I was in a rental car down in Tampa, Florida, down for the Sioux hockey games, and I get in the car, I plug my phone in so I can have obviously a charge. All of a sudden, my texts are coming up on the touchscreen without me saying anything. You just received a text from. It's talking to me. I'm not kidding you. The thing's talking to me and reading me the text, and I didn't even set it up, the feature or anything. Well, isn't all of that distracted driving?
It absolutely is. And what happens is that, you know, when you're having a conversation with somebody that's in the vehicle with you, your brain processes that differently than hearing something over a microphone or a speaker or your cell phone. When you hear a voice, for example, over the phone, your brain tries to form a mental picture of what that person looks like. And your brain is constantly going from road to picture. And that's what causes the decrease in mental capacity. And that's why hands-free devices are no safer than handheld. So the issue is that we have to, you know, be smart and use these devices and things when we're at a stop. You know, a lot of large corporations like ConocoPhillips, and other leading companies in North Dakota have adopted those policies to where if you're going to use technology, you're simply going to pull over, do what you need to do, and then get back on the road. And statistically, by the way, the National Safety Council did a study, found out that 99% of the companies that they reviewed did not have a decrease in productivity when they instituted cell phone policies. 99%. In other words, there's this, you know, big kind of trend out there that, you know, we're not going to be as productive if we can't use our phones when we're going down the road, and that is absolutely not true.
Well, it's life or death. The car crash is number one cause of workplace death. Number one.
Absolutely.
Car crash. Number two
All
cause of unintentional death in the U.S. More with Don Mosman coming up on Safety Talk. Don't go away. We'll get to your calls next. Jerry, John, and Todd.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wake up, America. Shout to the Lord. Hi, Tom Pryor with the North Dakota Family Alliance, inviting you to join family and friends during the 65th Annual National Day of Prayer on Thursday, May 5th, at an event near you. Now more than ever, Americans need to come before God's throne, humbly asking for forgiveness and His favor and blessing. To find a National Day of Prayer event in your area, just go to nationaldayofprayer.org. nationaldayofprayer.org. That's nationaldayofprayer.org.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in. You're really better physically. You're better emotionally. You're even better relationally with your family and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days. It's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100 you can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight, your cells shut down, bad stuff is trapped in, and from there, bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day, and you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Back on the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. When we hit the airwaves tomorrow, we'll know Carson Wentz, was he one or was he two? Lots of your entries for our Cloverdale Big Flavor Bacon giveaway coming in on this number. And this is my, am I crazy giving out my cell phone number? This is for text only, no calls.
I do it every day.
And I don't care if you keep it, if you have something you want to, you know, comment on the show at some point, that's fine, but this today is for the contest. 701-367-2054. One, he goes first. Two, he goes second. Whoever wins will actually take, you know, if he's the first pick, L.A., we'll put him in a hat, pull one out. Have tomorrow, a winner of not one, not two, but 10 pounds of bacon from Cloverdale. Big flavor bacon. So text him in at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. 2054. So far, we have a big, big lead for Philly. Philly is 2-1 ahead of the other, and we got a couple hundred texts here. So, really got a big lead for number two. But
there you know.
So Josh Duhamel is wrong then.
I guess so. Don Mosman is here, North Dakota Safety Council Training Director. And we have a bunch of calls I want to get to. We're not going to be able to get to all of them, but we will get to as many as we can here in a moment. But before we do that, the North Dakota Safety Council will come to businesses and give a training program for employees, right?
Sorry, I didn't have his mic on. Go for it.
Yes, right, absolutely.
Don? Yep. Yeah. Tell us to turn the right mic on. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's National Safety Council's defensive driving course, and there's a huge segment in that course devoted to distracted driving, and we just encourage anybody with employees to get as many people through that as they possibly can, because then we can really spend some time, dive down with videos and computer animation and really show them the science behind it and why they need to make a change.
Yeah, the folks at the Safety Council send me a couple links to videos, one about being a role model and the other about employer liability and all this. I'm going to post those on my Facebook page, too, and maybe go public with my my pledge to do this better, because we absolutely have to do it better, no question about it. Jerry and Moorhead, if you could, folks, do me a real big favor. Give me your best 20 seconds in the way of a question. Jerry, Moorhead, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go.
Yeah, unbeknownst to most people, this distracted driving isn't a new phenomenon. Back before cell phones were invented, then roads weren't as wide as they used to be. My father, driving, speeding, reading the newspaper, hitting the shoulder, and my mom said, "You're going to get stopped by a cop." Not 2 minutes later, he'd get pulled over. My mom said, sure enough, I told you you're going to meet a cop. Beat him. I passed the sucker.
Yeah. True, it happens. It happens. Somewhat humorous story, since everybody is still okay. But it could have been a very different story for sure, Jerry. Appreciate that call. Todd and Cavalier, you're next for Safety Talk on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead for Don.
Yeah, see, I tuned in late. The gentleman you've got there quoting how long you're distracted after you make the call, I guess I can't argue with that, but the numbers he was throwing out were way off. As far as how far that is, his feet per second, his numbers are wrong. He'd better do a little math check.
All right.
75 miles an hour is 110 feet per second. So he was saying he traveled 27 football fields in 27 seconds, which is incorrect. That's off by the factor of three.
Yeah, I didn't have it in front of me. I was just guessing. So it'd be about 5 football fields or 10 football fields. It's a long way.
Yep, it is, and there's no doubt that's true. But just let you know the numbers were wrong.
All right. Okay, we have math experts today, too. This is good stuff. Jack and Bismarck, Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Jack.
All right, two quick questions. One is, I travel the North State Street to Bismarck a lot, and I see those tank trucks come from the west and head north, and you know they're full of gasoline or diesel or something, and that they pull up to the stoplight, and they look up there, and the driver's talking on the cell phone. Now, that's not right. And the second one is, law enforcement, whether it be the sheriff or the cops, they have radios and computers in their car, yet you'll see them driving down the street talking on the telephone. Well, there we go. I just want to hear, that's my comment.
Hear that a lot, especially when the troopers are on, too.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not going to argue with that at all. In fact, the number of crashes involving law enforcement since they started putting computers in the cars has increased dramatically across the country. And it's a concern for law enforcement. You're seeing some agencies now changing internal policies to try to combat that problem. But, yeah, they're in the same boat as the public is. There's way too many distractions. I'm not going to argue that at all.
Texter says, I wish there was a stock device in all cars that blocked the cell phone signal while the vehicle is running, and to disengage that device would cost thousands. Do we need a new idea like that in the way of technology?
Well, we certainly need some new ideas. I think manufacturers are really struggling with, you know, how do we make it safer for people, but give them what they want so they buy the product. And I don't know that we're going to find a happy medium there. That's why, you know, people that drive, parents that are transporting kids, and workers need to make smarter decisions for themselves.
Another texter says, if you can't drive and talk at the same time, you shouldn't have a driver's license in the first place. You're not advocating that, right? I mean, what advice do you give folks? Say about 20 seconds for your final thoughts on how to make us better in this car.
Well, you don't have to, you know, we're not asking you to not use your phone. We're just asking you to use it smarter. Just pull over when you have to make or receive a call if it's an important thing. And we don't need to be talking to our wife or our husband about what we had for lunch when we're doing 75 miles an hour down the highway. Just be smarter. You know, visit our website, ndsc.org, for training and for tips. And let's just make North Dakota roads a whole lot safer than they are right now.
Good advice. We can all be better at it, folks. NDSC.org. My Facebook page for some of those links, too. Thanks, Don. That's Safety Talk. God bless you, folks.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.